This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back into another hour of good conversation. Joining us today on the DJV Experience is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Hi to the folks listening in Des Moines. That radio station that we're on there is really sort of coming up in the world, which is a cool thing. Happy to be on board and have as many subscribers there. In a manner of speaking, I suppose we could call our listeners subscribers, couldn't we? Don't you think so? Yeah. Subscribe to our position on the dial there. Colorado Springs, checking in today as well. The station there, Spokane, Washington. Mobile, Alabama. Been on that station for a long time. I remember doing a station event in Mobile a number of years ago. I was completely blown away by what the city was like. It wasn't anything like, you know how you go someplace and you have in your mind, like Wichita. When you go to Wichita, you kind of, I've been to Wichita four or five times for personal appearances there, kind of know what you're going to get in Wichita. And I thought I knew what I was going to get when I went to Mobile, but it wasn't at all what I expected. I thought it was going to be, you know, kind of a port community, and that was it. But the town has an interesting cultural flavor to it, I'll tell you that. And that's one of the things I'm most thankful for, doing this radio program for as long as I have and the number of people who have invited me to come. I haven't done too much of it lately by choice, but I was thinking, I actually was starting to make plans to do some of it this winter, and then I remembered I have to have my foot operated on, and I'm not going to be mobile for about 6 weeks. So, unless somebody wants to come, I get Jennifer to come pick me up, and then we'll go out for a ride somewhere. Nice to have you all on board, though. Nice to be here. I was laughing at the, and really and truly, let's all put our political stripes aside. But this program's not in that vein anyway, so we put our political, and most of the political stories aside. But Speaker Ryan was the main attraction at the Al Smith dinner. And some of the things that people have been talking about since this thing took place were the jokes that he had at the expense of Donald Trump. But they're not really, they're not digs. They're just actually funny. Ryan said, every morning I wake up in my office and scroll Twitter to see which tweets I'll have to pretend I didn't see. Let's see here. He said, I know last year at this dinner, Donald Trump offended some people with his comments, which critics said went too far. Some said it was unbecoming of a public figure and that his comments were offensive. Thank God he's learned his lesson. I'm from Wisconsin. It's a great state to visit in the fall. Looking back, someone should have told Hillary, speaking of which I got Hillary's new book, sums up today's politics quite perfectly. She took 8 months writing 10 hours a day to explain what happened in five pages. The president explained in one tweet, hashtag, I won. Let's see here. Everybody will report what happens here differently. Breitbart will lead with Ryan slams the president amongst liberal elites. The New York Times will report Ryan defended the president in a state Hillary won. The president will tweet 300,000 at Al Smith's dinner, cheer mention of my name. He said in a joke, every afternoon, former Speaker John Boehner calls me up, not to give me advice, just to laugh. Let's see here. Nobody's laughing. Should I stop? Some of this stuff is pretty funny. I learned how to handle insults. Steve Bannon said, I was born in a Petri dish at the Heritage Foundation. This is amazing. Nobody ever knew Steve believed in science.
Funny.
Okay. Well,
that was cute.
All right. Maybe I should move on to another realm.
Maybe it was one of those you had to be there kind of things.
No, I think it's funny. I mean, it's all political humor. It's funny.
Yeah. And some of it is okay. And some of it is a redundant. I kind of like Ryan, and I'm not quite sure I know why. I just, maybe it's just, he seems to be different than the average bill of fare. So what's going on? You're all waking up today wondering what the heck's going on in Cuba. How many people, Jennifer, when you woke up this morning, did you think, well, I want to know what's going on in Cuba?
I didn't. Yeah. I woke up and went, oh, my gosh, is it time again already?
Really? Oh.
And then her second thought was, ooh, the Dodgers are going to the World Series.
I'm so tired. I've been watching the Dodgers win. Yeah, it's been
really? Like that. I don't know. All right. So, Karen, when you woke up this morning, you're going to go along with a bit here, right? You thought about what's going on in Cuba?
Before I even woke up, I was dreaming about Cuba. I was thinking about Cuba last night. I was thinking about it this morning. And what am I not thinking about Cuba? Right. So what's going on? What's going on in Cuba?
Well, a number of people, I'm glad you asked. Thanks very much. A number of people are reporting that they're getting this sonic treatment more than was originally the case. I'm trying to figure out, A, why the Cubans are doing it, and B, how it happens.
Yeah.
You know, what do you use? What kind of a... I mean, this is like out of the Cold War in the 1950s. You pull a stunt like this. But why? What are they? I find, you know, you always look for somebody's motivation in doing something. And I'm baffled by what it is that they think they're going to get out of this. Why it is that it's these claims of sonic attacks. This was first at the U.S. Embassy. And then there apparently have been some FBI agents who have been down there on assignment. 22 diplomats have experienced serious injury, go to the doctor, their eardrums are blown out, there's brain trauma, hearing loss, that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to figure out why. Is this as a result of Trump saying we ought not to be there? Or did it start before Trump?
I know everybody likes to blame Trump, but this actually happened before he was there saying anything bad. So
right. Okay.
This was, and it's not clear if it's the Cuban government or if it was some other adversary of ours who was trying to take out people in the embassy. But it's scary stuff because it was coming. It's a sonic wave.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, how weird. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Can't escape it.
We have other enemies?
I didn't know that. You sure about that, Jennifer?
I'm pretty sure that, yes, we do have a few out there.
Okay. All right, from the Who Would Have Thunk It department, how many people, as we get into the chillier months of fall, wear synthetic fleece overcoats? I have a couple of them that I wear on the farm. I don't know that I'm going to be wearing them anymore, though, because it turns out they are an environmental troublemaker. Research out this week finds that fleece microfibers make up 85% of human debris on the shorelines around the globe. And
it's a plastic,
showing up,
that makes sense.
Yeah, right. Seafood, table salt. Good God, who knows what else? So synthetic, not the real stuff, but synthetic fleece. The real stuff is
fleece,
not.
I've never heard of real fleece. Fleece is just plastic.
Fleece comes from sheep. A lot of we call the stuff.
They don't call it that, though. Yeah.
Well, it's a whole lot different than synthetic fleece. I don't know what you call it, but a lot of people compare it to that. But this is bad stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's why. I had a fleece pullover when I was in, I don't know, middle school when they became really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody had them, like L.L. Bean or whatever it was, Land's End. But I mean, they were really popular. But even at the time, it said don't put it in the dryer because it's made of plastic. It will melt and it makes it really hard and like crunchy. And so, because my mom put it in the dryer because she doesn't ever read instructions, so my fleece was no longer fluffy.
Was melted.
It was kind of like, you know, hard and crunchy. It was gross. But yeah, I mean, it's a plastic synthetic thing. And, you know, none of that stuff can be recycled. It can't be broken down. It ends up in the oceans. Fish eat it. It's just like any other particle of plastic that is so prevalent in our oceans and now in our food supply because the fish are eating it and we're eating the fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fish is very problematic these days, and it's troubling because I love to eat. I don't love it, but I like to get protein out of fish.
Sure. I mean, I'm a big seafood lover, yeah.
Yeah, right, but you don't know what to eat anymore. Yeah, I stay away from a lot of salmon because so much of it is farm-grown. Because we fished it out of, you know, most of the seas have been fished out. That's why they're making, in some circumstances, out. You can go in away from the shore of any country in the Asian provinces and find ships out there with the complete total netting that are fishing, that are farming fish in the middle of the ocean. Now they can create a circumstance where they don't have to be close to the coastline. They create these big bells and they dunk them in the water and the fish go in there and they populate and they gestate and do whatever else they ate. It's really kind of gross when you think about it. What happened to nature? Please, we're losing nature. The farming stuff with all that crap from Monsanto. All right, stop it, Doug. I would like, speaking of technology, for you to think about something that comes from a new participant in the DJV show, Vivint. V-I-V-I-N-T. Ladies, ever heard of Vivint? Smart Home. Vivint Smart Home. Number one, listen, wait till you hear these stories about what you can do with a Vivint smart home system. Number one smart home system in the country. Make your home smarter and your life easier with Vivint Smart Home. Vivint systems include doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door locks, door and window sensors, smoke detectors, and all of these are in a unified network with one centralized control. So you can have a smart home with Vivint. Imagine them coming to me to advertise their product. I find this to be, I was quite flattered. Guy says, what do you know about Vivint? I said, I don't know anything about Vivint. So let me tell you the story. So then the more I get into it, this is something that with so many people trying to do so much with all the things they have in their home, it becomes very time consuming. And the Vivint simple control system, it's very intuitive, eliminates the need to walk through the house flipping switches. It's kind of like the old days of clapping your hands when you wanted the lights to go out. Remember when you could do that? So this is an upgrade for your home. Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T, Vivint Smart Home. You get the power to arm security systems, whether it's in your bedroom or whether it's down in the bathroom, basement, wherever it is, so you can rest more peacefully. You can automate climate controls for optimum comfort, and that also saves you money, heating and cooling costs at night. You can see and speak to front door visitors on your smartphone. You can remotely lock and unlock doors for visitors and house guests. You can open or close your garage from anywhere with cellular or Wi-Fi networks. How does this sound to you, Victoria? This would be right up. Well, Jennifer, you'd like this as well. Yeah.
If I wasn't a renter, sure, I would love it.
Yeah. You can check to make sure where your children are when they arrived home from school. And it's so easy to upgrade. Vivint professional installers take care of everything. No activation fee. The smart home of the future is here right now. So call Vivint Smart Home at 855-718-6167. Call Vivint to get a customized, affordable smart home system that will be professionally installed. Call 855-718-6167. If you want more information, look at the, you can go on to djvshow.com and see the banner that's there. And also click on the information that's there, and it'll bring you to the same place. Get Vivint. Check it out. 855-718-6167. Vivint Smart Home Systems.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If your weekends are reserved for football, then you ought to be watching the game at B-Dubs, where all fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This would hold true probably for baseball, too, wouldn't it? If you're all worked up about the baseball stuff over the weekend,
the Dodgers,
right?
Go Dodgers.
All right. 21 after the hour. Go DJV Show.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft carts down on Main Street.
I've heard this song for a long time.
We like living right, being free.
Earl Haggard again.
We don't make no party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy. Like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Okie from Muskogee, including a massive new box set assembling the musical highlights and memories from the Country Music Association's signature show. It's called CMA Awards Live Greatest Moments 1968 to 2015. It's a 10 DVD set, chronicles the history of the country music award shows. So let's see, they've gone through the archives of these shows, bringing out the compilation that includes performances from Merle Haggard, as you hear there, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, with the duet from 1983, Islands in the Stream. Listen, this is a fabulous song.
How can we be wrong?
Fabulous.
Sail away with me to another world.
And they're obviously very close friends, too, which is kind of sweet. Also included. Isn't it neat? It's kind of neat.
I love this song.
Feel good listening to this stuff. Alan Jackson.
Jimmy Fallon did a good impersonation of the two of them recently.
Really?
Miley was like the resident musical guest on Fallon a couple weeks ago, and the two of them, you know, Jimmy always has lots of characters, and he does a good Kenny Rogers, and so Miley did Dolly. It was very
Miley
funny.
Is her,
it was good.
Isn't her
goddaughter?
Goddaughter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's see who else is in here. Alan Jackson. Where were you when the world stopped turning? This was from September 11th.
Out in the
haunting song.
Your wife and children working on.
So what else they have in here? The CMA Award Live has Miranda Lambert, Anna Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley. It's going to be put out with Time Life. I was wondering about that. It sounds like a perfect Time Life collection. 50 First CMA Awards air live this year on ABC, November the 8th. And Miranda Lambert, I think we were talking about her yesterday, leads all the nominations. She has five. She's been nominated for five awards. Good. All right, as long as we're in the Country Music Hall, let's get to Taylor Swift and her latest, the conversation about Taylor Swift and a new album, Reputation, which will drop on the 10th of next month. Select fans have gotten the chance to hear it early. This has become a tradition, I think, hasn't it? Doing the most for her fans, people that are on board. She held an album listening session at her home in Watchill, Rhode Island. Boy, that was pretty interesting this past week. The event follows a London listening session that she hosted also. Fans given the chance to hold the album of the year.
The Grammy Award.
Yeah, so they go to her house. They actually go to her house physically?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people does she have come at a time?
I don't know, but she does. She's done this on the last, I think, maybe two albums. And she kind of picks or has some people help scout out fans online. And then they get secret messages. And then
really?
They show up. They don't know where they're going. And they think they're going to a listening party somewhere else. And then it turns out it's at Taylor's house. She did it in, she has like six houses around the world,
yeah.
So
yeah.
She hosts them in all her houses.
The place she has, we saw the place in Watch Hill there a couple of years ago. It's fabulous. That's a great community anyway. A lot of neat homes. All right, so there's the Taylor Swift situation at 28 after the hour on
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Round, round, we get around, and going back around to the conversation of the day, DJV Showtime 34 after the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen, the food department at the DJV Show. Montreal has a problem with poor air quality, at least they thought they did. It seems that they had a measuring device that skewed the results of the air quality study that was going on in Montreal because they put it next to a wood-fired pizza oven. They put the measuring device next to a pizzeria whose smoke at certain times was directed straight toward the sampling probe. Excuse me. Public service at its finest. All right, here's meal kit delivery service Blue Apron having a problem. How many people use Blue Apron?
I used to.
I tried it once, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that apparently is the problem. People tried it once and that's it. So they've laid off 6% of their workforce, 300 people. Their IPO fell flat when they, this past summer, tried to go public. So what is there about this company? This is probably a good example There are lots of services around now that are delivering food.
So what's the deal?
What makes them better? Or maybe the reason that they're not doing so well is because they're not any different than some of these other. Who just went into this market to sell? Was it Apple? Who's trying to sell food?
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yep, Amazon has a, I don't know what it's called, but they have apparently their own meal kit delivery service,
too. Too many of these, Victoria?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's Blue Apron and then HelloFresh, and then there's another one, and I forget the name of it.
There's actually more than that. I actually researched. There's like, if you looked regionally, I think I had like 12 options in Los Angeles.
Really?
There's something called Peach Dish there's just a lot of different ones that they have out there right now.
Purple Carrot, that's the other one that's big.
There's
on the
another
East Coast.
One. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, in my experience, we had Blue Apron for probably about 6 months, and I just found that the recipes and the choices were just very limiting. So we got out of that, and then we switched over to Home Chef. That's the other big one. And Home Chef was better. And then we also tried HelloFresh recently, and that was good for vegetable recipes. But I don't know.
Well, how does it work?
You know,
they
give you a
box?
Do
you prepared and you just
no? They give you all the ingredients that you need to make a recipe. So you get three recipes, and you get three dinners for two or four people each week. So I think part of the problem is it's appealing in the sense that you don't need to grocery shop and you do save money because it's $9.99 a person on average. It's about $10 a person per meal. And when you have to go out and buy a lot of ingredients for a special recipe, if you need a whole bottle of something and you only need a tablespoon of it, you know, things like that, it saves you money. But at the end of the day, it still can take you an hour just to prep these meals.
This is such an amazing new world. The idea of I'm alone a lot, so if I eat at home, which is what I prefer to do at the end of the day, because my day doesn't sometimes end till 8 o'clock or 8:30, so I don't fix stuff for myself anyway. I find things. So I stopped at a place in the next town to me last week to buy. A friend of mine said try this out, so I went in and tried it out. And I spent $35 a meal for, I think, about three. I didn't ask what the price was until I got one meal that was a fish meal and something else. It was, I think, a pasta. It was one of those gluten-free pastas. And you know, but by the time I put it all together, it was 30-something bucks a meal. And I fortunately I can afford that, but I thought it was pretty expensive to do that sort of thing. Mm. And that's... Don't you think, isn't $35 a meal expensive?
That's very expensive, yeah. Man, for one person?
Yeah.
At home, then you still have to cook it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, so it's not just me.
No, I don't...
I want to make sure it wasn't...
I don't know that you were shopping prudently, but yeah, that sounds
crazy. Well, I was
just
taking the advice of a friend who said, see what you think about this place. So I checked it out, and I thought the food was okay, but I didn't think it was worth $35. Whew. Dunkin' Donuts... attempting to streamline its donut menu by cutting out a bunch of flavors by the end of the month. Excuse me. Chain says most locations will be offering fewer than 20 different donuts. How many do they do now? 30 or so? What? 30 more than that even
that's
in some
of
the
donut
stores?
Choices. But if you think about it, when you walk into a donut shop, there's a lot going on in there.
Yeah. But do you know what's going on in your body when you eat this stuff? It tastes good. I got Meredith brought me a blueberry donut the other day, and it's yummy, but it's also that, you know, it's covered with sugar, and I'm now becoming, for a little late in life, I'm becoming much more aware of all the sugar that's around.
Mm, good.
Better than not, but I do love those donuts, the glazed donuts, yum. Oh, my God, are those great.
Those are, like, probably the highest sugar count of all of them.
Awful for you. Awful, awful, awful. So they don't know which flavors, or they won't say what flavors are getting the axe. The one place that there isn't a lot of Dunkin' Donuts, the West Coast. I don't think I remember seeing Dunkin' Donuts on the West Coast.
Yeah, it was a big deal a couple years ago. One opened up on Ventura Boulevard, and they're just there are none around. I've never been to a Dunkin' Donuts in L.A. I've been to a couple for coffee on the West Coast, on the East Coast when I've been traveling. But
big on the East Coast.
Yeah, but I mean, for us, it was like a big deal to get a Dunkin' Donuts.
Is there an equivalent out there? Is it Tim Horton or?
No, we don't even have Tim Hortons. We have Yum Yum Donuts. We had Winchell's Donuts for a long time.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, but those are very few locations now. There's only a few
and
of them.
And you talk about sugar. Mm. Man, do you know who actually owned more of Krispy Kreme than anybody, our biggest stockholder in Krispy Kreme when they went public? Dick Clark.
Price of Met. Oh, Dick Clark, really? Dick Clark. I was going to say like a medical foundation or something.
No. All right, next in food news. A couple of years ago, you may remember General Mills eliminating artificial flavors and colors and making a big deal out of it from their cereal because they wanted to appeal to people like me who were health conscious, people like you. But it turns out Trix cereal fans really missed the rainbow of colors in the puffs. So now the company says they're going to bring in two versions, one with artificial flavors and colors and one without. So you can now buy classic Trix. They'll feature all of the bright colors that youngsters grew up with. I never had that stuff. I ate Frosted Flakes every day of my life. I fixed my own breakfast. I always had Frosted Flakes.
Oh, boy.
I know.
More sugar. So,
well, yeah. I think that, we all grew up on sugar. That's how we get hooked on it. Think about it. It's the same. And there's a big deal going on now. Ken Kronhaus and I, and you'll probably hear this, you listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and listen to Ken and I talk about, I don't know if Jack and I talked about it this week. If we didn't, we will next week. This sugar suit, the investigation into sugar and how damning The people studying this say it's as bad as tobacco. The problem is as big and as widespread and causing as many deaths as tobacco use does and has. So as soon as that report came out, the next day, I kid you not, there was a lawsuit filed against one of the major sugar refineries. And I think you're going to see in the next couple of weeks or couple of months, by the end of the year, there'll be a number of class action lawsuits by clever lawyers, the same ones, in fact, or this one that I'm talking about was filed by the same company that started the tobacco suits, same law firm, going to sue the sugar companies and everybody that makes sugar because you've been killing Americans for hundreds of years. So we're going to get you. And I start thinking about this stuff. This way, I think that's what sobered me up. All the stuff Jack and his wife Mary have been on me about sugar in the fruits that I eat, although Jack Stockwell doesn't agree with Ken Kronhaus on this one. Ken says there are some good fruits that have good sugars in them. But anyway, the point is that I've had lots of sugar ingested in my life, and what sobered me up was looking at the results of these studies suggesting that sugar is as bad for you as tobacco when you use it in excess. Tobacco products, you use them, you keep puffing away 3 or 4 cigarettes an hour or whatever it is that you do with people that are really hooked on it. I mean, I'll have a little bar. I might have a candy bar or I might have a piece of chocolate a day. I haven't had ice cream. I bet you haven't had ice cream for 2 weeks. And, so why are you chuckling? That's a record for me.
Yeah, I know.
It is. Anyway, so General Mills says there are two kinds of Trix. Now you can have the old Trix and the new Trix. Whew. Let's see. I wonder how many of you, speaking of what's good, and I'm not sure, you'll have to help me here because I don't always claim to be a discerning buyer. I have been buying Kind snack bars because it appears to me that they're good for you. Or at least that's, you look at the label for a Kind snack bar, it says nuts on the label. And then, other things that would be good for you. But apparently they're running into a problem because, and so they're taking extra steps to ensure that people who have food allergies avoid stuff. And the labeling appears to be the problem. They've announced a nationwide recall on a number of boxes of their dark chocolate nuts and sea salt bars. See, that's what I don't get. I don't get salt and chocolate together.
Oh,
ooh, I
it's
do.
Really
it's
good.
So good.
Really?
And
it's
I don't know that you
know.
Yeah, you should try it. It's,
I did.
I mean, it's
I
the
didn't
perfect,
like it.
Save,
like
you know, it. Savory and sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody wants something a little salty and a little sweet. It's oh, it's great.
Really?
One of my coworkers got an edible arrangement yesterday. You know, the big fruit things
yeah.
the other day, and they have apple slices with chocolate and salt on the outside. And you think the combo's weird?
Mm. Really?
Really good. Yeah. Yeah, crunchy, salty, sweet is really good.
So anyway, the point here is that if you're buying Kind snack bars, they've changed the label. They've had a recall to relabel the stuff. So that people, well, why would they be doing this just now? I mean, the Kind, these things have been around for a while, right?
Well, I don't, yeah, there was something specifically that they didn't mention was an allergy warning. I don't know if it's peanuts or...
They stated in their official recall notice, Victoria, quote, people who have an allergy or sensitivity to walnuts,
walnuts,
should not consume these products.
Got it.
Who the hell has an allergy for walnuts?
People have a lot of nut allergies.
Sure, there's a lot of people, yeah.
Tree nuts versus, you know, like peanuts and, yeah, there's lots of things like that. A lot of kids.
All right, speaking of children, the top eight Halloween... Say it again, Doug. The top eight Halloween candies. I was going to say Halloween Andes, but children around the country have been...
Something different.
All right, you want to know what the top eight most requested Halloween candies are?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Number one, should we do this from number eight to number one or number one to number eight?
I like a countdown.
Yeah,
countdown.
Let's go eight to one.
Number. Are you yawning, Victoria? Is this stuff
I bet we could probably guess this list, though.
All right. Number eight. What's at number eight then, Jennifer?
I'm not going to do it in order, but let me tell you the top eight
Snickers,
candies. It's going to be
Kit
Snickers,
Kat.
Reese's Peanut Buttercups, Kit Kats, probably,
what's something sweet?
What is the first thing you said?
Fruity.
Peanut Buttercups, Kit Kats, Snickers, M&M's.
So far,
I'm
going to
say... What?
There's only one of those in there.
M&M's. Skittles.
Number seven. Skittles is five.
Twizzlers or like Red Vines.
No.
Well,
is that Twix?
No.
Twix.
Oh,
but we'll put that on there. And Twix. Those are eight.
Box.
I just gave you eight.
All right. You gave me eight, and of them, three work.
Wow. All right. Let's hear it.
Number one, Smarties. Or are we going to do it from number eight?
I don't
really
like that.
Number eight, Laffy Taffy.
Oh.
No.
Number seven, M&M's.
Okay.
Number six, Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Number five, Skittles. Number four, Nerds.
None of this is chocolate-based. That's surprising.
Number three, Twix.
Yeah.
All right,
I don't buy this
chocolate.
List.
Two, Starbursts.
All right, Starbursts, I get that.
Fake news.
I just don't believe it. My dad is the only person I know who actually likes Smarties.
This was conducted by Jet.com.
Who does only those sugary candies and not the
no.
chocolate?
So this
candies.
Was just self-serving BS from them.
Well, a lot of research.
Well, no, but the difference is this is a list that there was an adult list, and the ones that Jen named were all on the adult
ranked
list.
By,
and
these
the,
are children, yeah. This
the,
is
and the kids
list.
Actually don't like any of the ones that the adults like. So apparently the whole point of this was to figure out, like, when adults go and buy Halloween candy for kids in the neighborhood, they're pretty much buying what they like,
right,
and they're
yeah.
not actually buying what the kids like.
That's so funny, because last year I tried to buy all the good candy, because I remember, like, going trick-or-treating when I was a kid, and half the stuff you got you didn't actually want. So I bought like a bunch of the really good chocolate ones. I guess I didn't buy any of the ones that the kids
not
wanted.
Not what kids like.
Well, that'll be all the more for you after Halloween's all over.
Yeah.
Leftover candies. Yeah. I do admit to liking, Twix is actually pretty good. I like, there's nothing else than M&M's, but the rest of the stuff on here I don't like either. So, but I don't have any children coming to my house for now.
We know, Krampus.
Bah, humbug.
I turn the lights out.
10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, starring in NBC's Trolls Holiday. A lot of mention of trolls, Kara, this week for whatever the reason. Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are reprising their troll role. Don't you love the way that sounds, huh?
I love how you said that.
Their troll role in the holiday season. This special will be on the air the 24th of next month on NBC. Apparently, Timberlake has been teasing the sequel on Twitter with a sneak peek preview telling his fans to join his character Branch and Kendrick's Poppy for a date night on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, because Thanksgiving is a bit early this year, November the 23rd. The video sets up the plot in Trolls Holiday when the Peppy Poppy tells Branch, quote, "I decided the Bergens need a new holiday, and nobody knows holidays better than us. We just give them one of ours." If you didn't miss, if you did miss the animated comedy last year, Trolls, the Bergens are giants, big creatures who imprisoned the trolls because eating the happy-go-lucky creatures was their only source of cheer. It's yummy to eat the troll.
Nice. Did you want to see that movie? I wanted to see it because I love Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick, but I never saw it. So maybe I'll have to go check out their new holiday version.
Right.
The holiday one sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. That kind of stuff scares kids, though, doesn't it? Eating the big monster eats the little trolls. Isn't that scary for kids?
I don't know that that's, like, shown. I guess it's implied that there's some sort of danger, but I can't imagine that There's an animated movie where you see a troll getting eaten. Yeah. I don't know, it seems... But I would agree with you. That would be very traumatic.
Well, it's kind of like if you saw the trailers for Jumanji. Isn't that was Jumanji, the remake of Jumanji, where one of the guys gets eaten by a rhino? I don't know that rhinos eat people, but the way they put it, at least the trailer that I saw, it looked gross. Yeah.
Is that like starring Jurassic The Rock? Park. Is he in that?
Yeah. The Rock's in that.
You know what? The first Jumanji was also creepy. It was kind of a kid's movie, but you didn't watch it when you were real young, I don't think, because it was just the whole, the music and everything. It was kind of dark. The whole thing was kind of creepy.
Yucca. All right, 56 past the hour. If you have never heard of nitric oxide, time for Uncle Dougie to give you a little lesson in your body and how it works. Nitric oxide is the third most important molecule in your body after oxygen and hydrogen. Are you ready, girls, for science class?
Ready.
Everybody ready? Okay. We're going to talk about molecular structure. Okay, people on the other end are going, all right, well, we'll come back to Doug later. No, listen to this, because this is what supports healthy blood pressure. Okay, now people are paying attention because they all know that as all of us get older, blood pressure becomes an issue. Not for everybody, but a lot of people. So you can help your body produce enough nitric oxide by drinking Superbeets to prevent having a heart attack and having high blood pressure, because this supports healthy blood pressure by opening up the arteries in your bod and letting the blood flow to your muscles and your brain. And everything in your body needs that blood for nourishment and to get rid of the bad stuff, the excretion. That's the white blood cells are there to get rid of the bad stuff, and the red blood cells are there to feed your body. And the way you feed more of it to your body is to have a glass of Super Beets every day, made from non-GMO beets. And that's all there is in this, powdered beets. That's it. So you want to create something in your body that will be very healthy and keep things flowing smoothly, literally. Order Super Beets now if you haven't been there. DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets, a super way to enhance your body's health at DougLikesBeets.com.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, Victoria, the pilot with the most flying hours in America is John Edward Long. He flew 62,654 hours while working for American Airlines. How do you like that?
Wow.
A lot of time in the air. 59 after the hour.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.